getaway with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring and full throttle is half the fun, where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle!
That soundbite never gets old. Unless your name's Kyle, then you're like, gosh darn it, Duff. You stab me in the heart every time you play it. Anyway, hope you guys are having a great day. What's up? It's Duff. It's another episode of Duff Uncensored. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And don't forget, today's show is presented to you by High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. And of course, Bet Online. And Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Final this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the games are over, head on over to their online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker. You could even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to betonline.ag right now to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. And speaking of starting here, I got so many stories that I want to run through. We're going to do some rapid fire. It's rapid fire.
Say hello to my little friend.
You ready?
Wait. So we're just gonna wing it?
There's a big difference between winging it and seeing what happens. Now let's see what happens.
All right, before we get into headlines, we have a family emergency. My wife just texted me, we're out of creamer. So scared right now. I'm so scared. Somebody help me. Hold me. We're out of creamer. Put that on my to-do list. Very important. Go get coffee creamer. Anyway, Joey Chestnut's not going to be able to compete in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. That's shocking news. That actually is some pretty shocking news, because once Kobayashi stepped away from Nathan's Hot Dogs, Joey Chestnut really just took over the reins of winning the competition. And now, with him stepping aside, by the way, due to signing a deal with Impossible Foods, which is that vegan meat company, you know, Burger King has like an Impossible Whopper or something like that. I've had it. It's okay. Nothing spectacular. That being said, if all of a sudden everything was vegan meat, I think I would be fine with that. I'd miss the meat so bad. I'd get the meat sweats, waiting, anticipating that meat to slide down my gullet. Anyway, so yeah, now Joey Chestnut's not able to compete because this is a competitor. It's a conflict of interest, so they can't have him part of the competition, which in a way, I know a lot of people just associate competitive eating with the dominant Joey Chestnut. But this is great for the sport. And yes, I say sport. It's a competition, I guess you could just say. I don't know if I'd really consider it a sport. But it's great because now these other people are able to step up and get the spotlight. Because Joey was just dominating everybody, just like Kobayashi used to. Now it's some new blood get a step into the spotlight. And right now, according to betonline.ag, James Webb is the favored winner in this year's 4th of July Independence Day Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. So that's great. That's really good. The over-under on how many hot dogs that the winner will eat is 50.5. Again, that's all via betonline.ag. That's disgusting. I was joking around with somebody on Facebook last night about it. They're like, how many hot dogs can you eat, Duff? I think we talked about this not too long ago when I was in that suite at what is now called the Ball Arena, the SAC, for a company thing. It was, I want to say I ate, because it was catered, I want to say I ate about 10 hot dogs. But it wasn't like, I wasn't trying to compete for it. You know what I mean? I wasn't like two guys just like, okay, go. Look at him hammer that hot dog. He didn't even bite it. He just swallowed it whole. Classic. That's where the porn history comes in handy. I want to say I did roughly 10, maybe 15. I know that's a big kind of gap, but I'm not really sure. But I was hammering the fuck out of them in my perspective. But then when you look at the number 50, that's insane. If Joey Chestnut was involved, that number would be between 60 and 70. Like, the dude can hammer hot dogs. It's disgusting. So I posted that on Facebook, and the guys over at The Final Word said it's time for me to come out of retirement. I'm like, no. No way. Troy Anderson asked me, how many wieners can I hammer? I said I did about 10 one night, but I blacked out near the end, so maybe more. I don't think I could ever do that kind of sport. You know, that type of competition. As much as I love food, the first time I had a Chipotle burrito back when they first became a thing, I remember I had worked all day. I was hungry as snot. And my brother ran a Chipotle or was at a Chipotle. And I sat down. He made the burrito for me. I sat down. And I just was focused on eating. And he said, you ate that in less than 2 minutes. And I wasn't competing to eat it. I was just hungry. So I don't know if I would want to do that to my body of competitive eating. But never say never. If the food is right, I think I could do something. But if I'm getting to the point where my stomach feels like it's just going to explode, I think that's where I would just slow down and enjoy the chews type of thing. You know, just enjoy the flavors. But I don't know. Could you do that? I got to get my buddy Brian and do some video and have some fun with that, because it's impressive what some of these guys can do. But then also, real quick before we move on, is remember I was talking to you about that Netflix special with Kobayashi. And he ruined his life because of competitive eating, where he can't feel the sensation of being hungry or being full. And that's sad. And it's like destroying his life. He's going through therapy. He's doing all these things to try to get back to normal. And he can't. As of right now, he can't. Going through some more rapid fire. I don't know how much time I want to spend on this one. I quit my boring 9-to-5 job to become a professional sex toy tester. If you have a boring 9-to-5 job and you can replace that with pleasuring yourself and just taking notes, I guess that's great. Good for you. Until that one package comes in and you're like, why is it so big? Oh, shit, as you open up the box. Let's get the paramedics on standby. That's so gross. Yeah, it seems like a good idea until you get that one and you're just like, oh, okay, this is a bad idea. I'm gonna be walking funny for a week.
That's huge. That's good huge.
Moving along. African elephants call each other by unique names, according to a new study. I think that's fascinating. But then I'm always, and I was like, what are they calling them? Like, hey, dipshit, get over here. Come on. Hey, fuckface, huh? Oh, there's that one guy making all that racket over there.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle!
Nobody likes the elephants named Kyle. Huh? They're just sitting over there making noise and pretending they know everything. Look at me. My name's Kyle.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle!
Fucking Kyles. It is fascinating when the more you learn about animals and just how brilliant some of them are, like crows. Crows freak me out. I was watching some video where this hedgehog was stuck in the middle of a busy street, and this crow flew over and started nudging it to safety. It was just awesome to watch. And as soon as he got the hedgehog over to safety, he's just like, he just kind of hops away and just like, I did my duty. I done saved a life. Okay. Different species. Don't care. I'm a good crow. Crows are just, I was watching something about studies when it comes to crows. You should never be mean to not even one crow, because they will communicate with each other, and they have been known to start harassing people as a group. Isn't that like a murder of crows? And they will fucking make your life miserable. Whereas the opposite will happen if you're kind to them. There was a lady that would always feed crows in her backyard, and they started bringing her like trinkets. And one of which was somebody's wedding ring. Somebody must have taken off their wedding ring, set it somewhere, whether it was on their, on a shelf or whatever, and the crow was able to get to it, brings it to the lady. She starts finding these all in this one particular area of her backyard. It's like so crazy. And I believe that's the same story where the lady moved and they essentially moved with her. You know, they kind of followed her to the nearby city and continued to do the same stuff. So you should always be nice to crows. Next thing you know, if you're mean to them, they're going to be pecking your eyes out. That's horrible, horrible. But anyway, elephants, they call each other names.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle!
You see this often with celebrities that have passed, and some people take it way too far. You see it with whether it's Jesus, the Virgin Mary, or a man spotting Michael Jackson in a cake. I see that every now and then, and it just drives me nuts. I saw this headline, man thinks you spotted Michael Jackson in cake. At first, when I started reading it, I was like, somebody thought they saw Michael Jackson. Where? At the mall? Where? At Jiffy Lube? Where? Where? No, in a cake. Come on. Yeah, maybe you did. Maybe it looks, what is that? What are those, Rorkshire, whatever? I don't remember. Where you look at a blob of paint and you see what you want to see. Your brain's telling you you see one thing. And maybe it does look like Michael Jackson. Who fucking cares? And if, like, looking at the religion thing, do you think, if you believe in it, that the Virgin Mary or Jesus or whatever is going to go, you know what? We need to get the message out. Quick, get me on a tortilla. But in regards to that, when it comes to religion on tortillas and bread and whatever, if it brings happiness to people, okay, I guess that's fine. You know, you go see it and it makes you feel good. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it. I think it's silly to think that was put there by some higher entity. But that being said, if the end result is there's more than one person that is feeling good about it and nobody's feeling hurt by it, yeah, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? I'm fine with it. I'll approve it, okay? But that being said, when I die, I want to put my face on a tortilla or some toast. That'd be fun. Or a potato chip. I swear to God, this is Scott DeHuff. He showed up on my potato. It's just like some deformed potato. I pulled it out of the ground, and that's the first thing I saw. I was like, that's Scott the Huff, the podcaster. People are going to be like, who? Who? Huh? What? That would be my gift to humanity after I pass, is coming back as a random potato or a deformed cucumber. good times. That's so messed up. Funny, though. Hey, real quick, High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge is the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. And it works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. And when you go buy, you can consume on site, purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate, even pre-rolls and edibles available. And they're going to provide everything you need to consume everything with. It's really cool. And here's the thing. When you walk in there, you're going to notice it right away. They have 7 big screen TVs over there at High Society, and you can watch your favorite sporting event. Maybe there's a show you want to watch. Maybe you want to do a watch party there. It's really cool. They also have Nintendo Switches available to rent, tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, dominoes, a quarter arcade. Yeah, yeah, that's where I like to be. They got pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. And they got a lot of events going on at High Society. They got comedy shows on the first and third Friday, live music, open mic nights, drag bingo. I was talking to somebody the other day about drag bingo. That's like very, very popular thing to do, is go play drag bingo. And they got craft nights, puff and paints, game nights twice a week, and Texas Hold'em games. So much more going on at High Society. You got to go check them out. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20 Monday through Friday. And Thursdays is Ladies' Day. Hey!
Yes!
Yes! Ladies, on Thursdays, you get 20% off all day. And on Tuesdays, it's Industry Day. So just go in there with a badge, and you're going to get 15% off all day. High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. It's 9 minutes from Coors Field and open noon to 10. Got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. High Society is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to High Society. I forget that Father's Day is this weekend. And I posted on X. I said, what are some great gift ideas for dads on Father's Day? John wrote, good beer, which is also the answer to many of life's questions. That's true. You get a good beer that you like. It doesn't have to be one that you just want to just hammer. Sometimes it's just a good beer is one that you could sip. I want to say it's snow-capped. They do a lot of, it's not necessarily beer, but it's like hard cider, but they're grown here in Colorado, and they're really good, but they come in packs of 4 instead of 6, and that bothers me, but those are ones that you could just sip and just chill with. Mean Tweets said, Home Depot, Bass Pro, or Harbor Freight gift card. Yes, I like that. John wrote, guns, ammo, gift cards to Bass Pro or Cabela's. Yes, I'm not a hunter, but yeah. By the way, the last time I got to shoot a gun was, oh my God, I can never remember what it was. It was like an old school, like Dirty Harry style gun. It was huge, and it was smooth when you pulled that trigger. Oh my God. It was so, I liked it. I was accurate with that thing. That thing could mess a motherfucker up. George wrote, silence and Home Alone. I gotta be honest. That's the leader in the clubhouse, because I am so with that one. So with that one. Oh my God. And Michael said the same thing. Peace and quiet. let's see. Trans Students for Palestine wrote something practical like this. And it's a guy in a polo onesie. And then I replied back with that same guy, that same picture, but with my face on it. And I said, Already have one. So comfy. So comfy. And then, oh, David wrote, prostituta. Could you imagine if you gave your father a prostitute for Father's Day? He'd be so happy. Whoa, sweet. Oh, oh, my favorite kind. I shouldn't say that. But I did, don't care. Listen, I think a lot of guys would be like, listen, yeah, I want some beer. I want some ammo, some guns. A little jerk under the covers. I think everybody would be fine with that, too. Save some money. Put a little sweat in there. And then, yeah. Yeah. I think we're good. Hey, speaking of good, let's jump into the mailbag.
Mailbag. You've got mail.
All right, this doesn't really come in from anyone particular, but I posted it on X, and I said, if Bo Nix isn't the Broncos starting quarterback for game one, I will blank and cry. And the reason I brought this up is I was just scrolling mindlessly through Twitter last night or X last night, and there was a live on DenverSports.com, and it was Cecil Lammy, a buddy of mine, and Andrew Mason, who's just a brilliant man, especially when it comes to sports. Anyway, they're talking about the Denver Broncos, of course, and they start bagging on Mike Evans from the morning show on that station, and Mike said something about that it would be a disappointment if Bo Nix, the Broncos rookie quarterback, who was drafted at number 12, isn't the starting quarterback come game one. And they're like, no, we'll be a disappointment. If Jared Stidham's the starting quarterback, that's great. Listen, I saw Jason Stidham. I want to say Statham, but it's not. I saw him play last year. He's not a good quarterback. Sorry. He's not a good starting quarterback. Bo Nix has to be the guy. Like what Mike was saying, it was saying, like, you hear all these reports, you're seeing all these people say the same thing. He's brilliant. He's very accurate with the ball. And it just, he does and says all the right things. And you drafted him at number 12. I think for Broncos country, it's like, you're hearing all these things. You're seeing some highlights of these things. And you're looking at the fact that he was drafted at number 12. I mean, it adds up that, yeah, he should be the starting guy. And, yeah, I think ultimately if he had a few rough goes, first couple games were a little bit rough, but you saw some improvement, yeah, we'd be fine with that. I think it's like, why buy a sports car if you're not going to drive it? And I feel like that's what it is. And they were bagging on Mike for that. And I disagree with them and, you know, whatever. But this is what I wrote on the poll. I said, if Bo Nix isn't the Broncos starting quarterback for game one, I'll blank and cry. At the bottom of the poll, it's shave off all my hair and cry. That's at 12.4. Ball up in the shower and cry is at 16.5%. Watch Peyton Manning highlights, 24.7%. And the leader in the clubhouse, fill my emptiness with tacos and cry at 46.4%. Listen, Bo Nix needs to be the starting quarterback. I'm going to be pissed off. I'm going to be pissed off if Bo Nix isn't the starting quarterback game one of the Broncos season. You're hearing all, like I said, you're hearing all this great talk about him. You're seeing every reporter out there saying, like, man, he is just money and he's just understanding the playbook. You hear Sean Payton saying the same thing. Man, everything we throw at him, he's just comprehending. And then if they go out there and roll out Stidham, huh? A Jason Statham knockoff? No, I'm not going to be happy about that. It's nonsense. Baloney. Like, what are we doing here? You got the keys to the Ferrari, but you're too scared to, you know, race it. Well, everything on paper says it's good. Everything in practice says, you know, when we drive it up and down the driveway, it's good. But we don't want to start them. No, come on. That's silliness. Bullshit. Camacho 2024 said they all appear to have similar talent. I don't care. None of them will finish above 500 when he's talking about the Denver Broncos quarterbacks. Well, fuck you, Camacho. Jeez, negative Nancy. I think everybody behind Bo Nix is, just happy to be there. I'm not going to be happy if Zach Wilson gets the start over Bo Nix. Not going to be happy about that. You're investing this time, energy, and draft stock in a quarterback. Use it. Come on. It's just silliness. Ugh, so frustrating. Anyway, I hope you guys have a good Father's Day. Ladies, food, beer, little rub and tug. I think we're good. Listen, I just solved Father's Day for you. That's it. That's it. You're welcome, America. If any of you get those, don't let me know. Don't want to know. Listen, I was still eating a burger when it happened. It was so good. So good. Thank you so much, Duff. When I finished, I was thinking of you. Oh, no. Yucky. Yuck. Anyway, thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast. I really do appreciate you guys. A lot coming up in the future for this show. I want to, start going out a little bit more. It's the summertime. Speaking of that, once I wrap up here, I'm supposed to be taking the kids to the Denver Zoo, which if you saw my review on Facebook, I think I did it on Facebook, but definitely on Instagram, of my review of the Denver Zoo's new Down Under exhibit or whatever they call it. It's very disappointing. I understand that in like 5 years from now, it's going to be a lot bigger and a lot more exciting. But right now, very disappointing. There's like two animals in there. That's what it seems like. And they don't do anything, obviously. It was hot. But that being said, I go in there and I'm like, there's all this hype around it. And you go in there and you're like, oh, you don't have, my son was this. Going up to the guy, he's like, do you have koalas here? No, we don't have koalas. That would be nice if we did. And then he's all, do you have, I don't remember what other thing. He's all, no, we don't have those either. And my son asked him like three animals that are from Australia. And the guy's like, no, we don't have those. We do have these. whatever they were. I don't remember. They weren't even kangaroo. But he's like, well, that sucks. Son comes back. He's all, they don't have anything here, really. They have those, like, two guys, whatever animals those are, that are passed out. That you're not, obviously, you're not allowed to interact with them, but they don't have a fence. So if those animals decide to go rogue, next thing you know, it's chewing on your face, okay? That would make it exciting, okay? That would make it exciting. But anyway, don't go in. It's worth seeing. You don't have to pay extra to go see it, but it's worth seeing and just realize it's an evolving thing. It will get better. But as of right now, I gave it a C-. There was a big line to get in. A limited amount of people are able to get in because they don't want the animals to escape from that little part. And once you get in, you're like, wait, it took us 10 seconds to walk around this. Now we got to leave. Now we have to wait to leave. It's like prison. They have these like holding cells that you have to get into to make sure no animals followed you. It's crazy. Worth checking out. Just be prepared to be disappointed. It's like sex with me. It's worth checking out, but just remember, you're going to be disappointed. Oh God, it so hurts so bad. That's not what she said. Anyway, you guys have an amazing day. I appreciate each and every one of you. It got weird and out of line at the end, and I don't want to apologize. You guys have a great day. Big thanks to High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. And, of course, Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's the Huff Uncensored. Let's continue to move forward. I will talk to you next time.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.